All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hwai Inge Shachlach from the Ntlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have our subject, and it's on self-assurance. We have our regular guests coming in, and we have with us in the house with us today, we have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people.
Yeehaw! Happy to be here, yeah. Chief, and all the listeners. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, and so we also have the president of Minnetonka Park Association coming up with us, too. We have my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we have the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Lady Faima. And we have some great music coming up for you guys. We have Shepherd's Rain, and they're out in New Zealand. We have Space Slug, we have ZZ Top, we have Stone Jesus, and they're from Ukraine. And also, if we have time, we have Sparky and the Dead Billies.
All right.
It'll be pretty cool stuff. So stay tuned, everybody. And I'm going to welcome everybody from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Norway, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from New Zealand, from Oya and the Philippines, and Australia, down under, down South America, up in North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. We welcome you for and thank you for joining us on our odyssey of human growth, empowerment from human rights and justice, and just making this world a better place. So without further ado, we're going to get this show on the road. We're going to start off with some energetic music from Shepherd's Rain and their song Ala Mai, and they're from New Zealand. So stay tuned. Hold on to your seats. This is going to be a good one. Shepherd's Rain, Ala Mai.
Thank you.
we thank the people from New Zealand. Man, that was special stuff. That was a song about unity. And very powerful, man. They can shred with those guitars, man.
Yeah.
And gets you all riled up, man.
Sung in the traditional Maori language, yeah, hey? Yeah, yeah, super cool. Good choice, bro.
Yeah, it was pretty powerful. Anyways, we're going to get on with the show, and we're going to get this show started right. And we're going to ask our brother Wegedesk, please and thank you, to start us off with some deep breaths.
My pleasure, bro. Let's get ready for these beautiful deep breaths. We'll relax our belly. We'll relax our shoulders and our jaw, our face. Let's relax everything. And as we breathe in, appreciation and gratitude, ease and grace. You can even feel that air that's just coming into your nostrils and how smooth it goes into our body. And then our lungs are going to be full of tension. And let's just let it all go. Don't think about anything. That's the whole release right there. So let's do it. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Two more. Yeah, and really relax into your body. Feel good in your body. And now let's fill those lungs up again. Super good, guys. That's your superpower. Ooh. Deep breath, emotional control. Everything will come to you after that.
Beautiful, wonderful. Always awesome to get that oxygen right into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brain. Gets us all fired up and ready for a wonderful show, which is going to be on self-assurance. And we'd love to ask you, Wegedesk, what's your take on that?
Self-assurance. What a great couple words for you to choose, Chief. For those of you who don't know, I was an Olympic level 10 meter platform specialist, high diver. I set a world record for the most difficult list of dives ever competed off of the 10 meter platform. I was doing more flips and more twists and in harder positions than anybody else in the world. And I was building my own self-assurance. I mean, a big part of self-assurance is your own self. And how do you do that? Well, you can't lie to yourself. You can definitely try, but it ain't going to work out. And so for me, I was training 7 hours every day. And outside of training, I was getting as much sleep as I could. I was eating healthy. I was essentially, you know, every time we do something to achieve a goal, we're creating a hoop that we have to jump through. And if we don't jump through those hoops, then we know we didn't jump through those hoops. Mm-hmm. But then when we go to perform, or when we go for that job interview, or when we go for that thing that's going to bring us to the next level, inside our mind, our truth teller inside of us is saying, did I jump through that hoop? Yes, 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 yes. And then the success comes. Mm-hmm. Or you say, I cut that corner. And the self-assurance isn't there. It's kind of like a foundation built on quicksand. Mm-hmm. Right. And so the self-assurance is probably the most valuable assurance anybody can ever have, because it's yourself. And in order for you to have the confidence and the success and the health and the happiness, you're going to have to deserve it. Mm-hmm. We live in this really unique world where everything that happens, happens by deserving to happen, you know, whether it's good or bad. And sometimes we might even look outward and say, oh, that so-and-so doesn't deserve that. Oh, so-and-so just inherited that money. They don't deserve it. But actually, each one of us is the head of our lineage, our bloodline. So, you know, whether it's good or bad, the things that we're experiencing, we do deserve them one way or another, you know, whether inherited good or inherited bad. And so we can take the reins of our what we deserve. And that's so special for us to have that power, you know, that God-given power to choose. And how about you, Chief? What do you think about self-assurance?
Well, I was reviewing my brain, and I was going over this, and I was realizing, you know, what we're trying to achieve in this life is to build these maps for ourselves and, you know, our future generations. And, you know, we want this world to become a better place. We want it to survive. We as a species, we want to survive. So we're building these maps, and I realized that, you know, it's It's like, you know, we have our compass, which is, you know, our traditional, our heritage, and our culture. This is our compass. And to get self-assurance, it's to get to our, helps us get to our destination, which is what we want, our goals mm-hmm. for, you know, the next generations and the survival. And so in order to get our self-assurance, we need to know our purpose, and we need to know, you know, our destination. And we can do this through practice. And when we practice these three things, it's like we can triangulate and we can know where we are on the map. And it helps us to get mm-hmm. through our lives, because, you know, our lives are very difficult, and we can get lost very easily. And this way of getting our self-assurance to achieve and get to our goals and make this world a better place. And in order to do that, you know, we ourselves need to improve ourselves. And we can do that through practice, knowing our destination, knowing our purpose. And these things help us to develop ourselves, to become better people and better, you know, residents on this earth. And to do that, we can change the world to a better place. And we can change the world to a better place by changing ourselves. And, you know, this is what's going to help us, to help us have the self-assurance to know that we're on the right path and get to our goals, which is, you know, basically world peace mm. and making this world a very special place in the universe where, you know, our ancestors can be proud of us and our future generations will go on forever. And that's should be all our main goals, and that's what I have on that. So
I like that. Yeah, using a map, creating a map to figure out, you know, are we still on track with our goals?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my take on that, and
love it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess we're going to get on with our show, because I got some really beautiful music, and this next one that's coming up is going to be from a group called Space Slug, and their song is called Osiris.
Cool.
So it's a pretty universal song, so I always like hearing it whenever I hear it. So I know our people out there are going to love it too. So thank you all for joining us. Enjoy, everyone. This is Space Slug, Osiris. Thank you. we're back. That was Space Slug and their song Osiris. And we have on the line with us, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And how are you doing, Celia?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. I took in the view of the Sunshine Coast to Horseshoe Bay this morning, and it was fantastic. It's a reminder of our beautiful, beautiful place on the planet.
That's right. It is a beautiful place, and it is a wonderful place, and it can be even better. But we have our subject today, and we're going to be talking about self-assurance, and would love to hear your take on that.
Thank you. It's it was interesting when I heard that the topic would be self-assurance. I was thinking self-assurance and confidence, like, what is the difference? You know, like and for me, it's like a more deeply rooted, internally rooted sense of related to confidence, but more like having a realistic sense of myself and knowing what my strengths and weaknesses are and being open and accepting of that, and also working towards continual growth and development of my character and skills. Or I'm saying it in the my part, but any of us, I think. So I'm just thinking of it as being more sort of a more deep and abiding kind of confidence, where I think of confidence as being a little bit more what it shows on the outside kind of thing. So the other part I think of is being attached to kind of a deep self-esteem, where it's not based on how much money I have or how little money, you know, or what kind of job I have or what kind, how I look or clothes or anything else outside of myself.
Well,
and those were the types of things that came up.
Yeah, I believe what you're talking about is very skill orientated, and this is one of the things that came to my mind too when I was thinking about it. And it is a skill that we can all develop, because you know, we're not born with like self-assurance. We don't know how to do it. It just, you know, we just get through this life and we start to realize that we can build it. And like you were saying, like confidence, you know, these things are stuff that we have to work on. And we can get it through, you know, practice, knowing our destination, knowing our purpose. And these things are very helpful and can get us to high success and achieving the goals that we want to get to, which is, you know, making this world a wonderful, beautiful place through unity, positivity, and human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. You know, these things are all vital and key things to our existence.
Yes, absolutely. And the other part that came to mind as you were speaking is when anybody is continually working on finding ways to develop their character and skills and what they can offer and service and stuff, is that, you know, it's, there will be mistakes, there will be things that we do, and that is part of the whole process of growing and developing as a human being, as long as we are using it that way, using those things in that way to help us. It all signposts of sorts, right?
Yeah, it reminds me, because I've been just working on my case with Human Rights Commission, and I was trying to get a hold of them and bring them on, you know, live and talk about the issues, because, you know, I've gone through some pretty powerful struggles with the police force and the abuse that I went through and suffered through, and I want that to stop. And I was trying to like build something so, you know, we can inform the people to be able to change, to make this this system better and improve it. And I'm just so grateful that we're able to, you know, come on live and talk to people and work on self-empowerment for human rights and justice, and just make this world a better, special place. And, you know, that's the way it should be.
Yes.
We can only do that together.
Yeah, that's the other part, is linking, you know, the more that we work together in a forward direction in a common cause, then we're going to have a lot of power behind us.
Yes. Well, we really thank you. That was very beautiful words that you came up with, and it's always great to have your perspective on all our subjects. It's just a great time.
Thanks, Ilya.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, now I have color in my face, so I don't need to go out in the sunshine. Thank you for the compliments. Okay, well, I wish everyone up at the station, as well as out in radio land, I hope everybody is, making it a good day for themselves as best as they can, and that... you're good to life, and life is good to you.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, and welcome back.
Okay.
And have a great rest of your day, and lots of love to you and your family. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and just always... got some good wise words and bubbly energy, and it's always great to have her on our program with
Agreed.
Us. Yeah. So we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked.